Now, as Michelle Bishop joins us for her second sports update of the morning, I've got a text here. Mr. Ooh. Quintessential says, spotted yesterday, Michelle Bishop in the Wollongong area putting a barbecue into the back of her car around the Shell Harbour area.
Spotted. Oh, dear.
Good morning, Michelle.
You don't get away with it. You don't get away with anything these days, do you, honestly?
So just on the open the fingers. You've light fingers in the open house.
I was a little bit concerned that the barbecue that was there was used to big gatherings, and I was worried that I thought if I take it, it'll get great use with all my family. Worried about that the tenants might start barbecue alone.
But surely if the barbecue remained, that they'd tack on a couple of hundred extra just for the notoriety, I think.
Well, Dragons fans would love it. There surely is a Dragons fan out there that would love to move into.
Imagine you move in the first time you invite them over to the barbecue that was part of the central component of this amazing story.
That would be worth paying a couple hundred bucks a week extra, I think. Now, definitely. The Hawthorn drama, what's happening?
Yeah, guys. Sorry, I'm actually just arriving at work. Apologies for all the car banging and stuff. Getting on with the job. But the AFL has actually appointed a four-person panel to investigate allegations of racism and the abuse of power at the Hawthorn football club. It sort of happened in the last 24 hours. Now, the panel is consisted of it's a senior lawyer, Bernard Quinn Casey, to lead the investigation, and then three barristers, Jacqueline Tufray, Tim Goodwin and Julie Buxton. So they'll look into the claims of bullying and misconduct towards players at the club between 2008 and 2016, in particular the treatment of First Nations players and their families. So the AFL said that they've selected these people. Obviously, there's a fair representation of First Nations people in that group. They bring a great skill set. But two of the families have come out in the last couple of hours. They're not happy. They've said that there's been no contact with them in terms of any consultation about the panel. They actually found out the panel and who the panel was made up of via the media. And they're concerned now, moving forward, that the process could be flawed. So, this is not going to go away anytime soon. It's a sticky situation for both the AFL and obviously the parties involved.
Yes, well, it is.
And for the clubs that are involved now because
Melbourne.
Of where the coaches have gone,
Brisbane.
North Melbourne and Brisbane. So, yes, big story in the AFL. Latrell Mitchell, interesting guy, not happy over the fact that he reckons there were no talent scouts being at the Koori knockout. How would he know if they were there or not? How would he know?
Well, he said he expected them to be there in droves given the talent that was on display, described it as a missed opportunity to identify and nurture emerging stars. It, of course, was the 50th edition of the knockout, returning after 2 years because of COVID. Now, athletes, they converged on the New South Wales South Coast over the long weekend. NRL stars included Latrell Mitchell, Cody Walker, Josh Adokar and Tyrell Sloan. Stack of Park footy players turned it on there, men's, women's and in the juniors. Mitchell played alongside former Dalian medalist Ben Barber for Walgett, and they were beaten in the final by the Newcastle All Blacks. But Mitchell says that given the talent on display in both the men's and the women's, he's disappointed that the NRL scouts didn't circle the tournament on their calendar. They need to look at the bigger picture and start planning for these things for the better of the game.
It was on telly. They could have watched it on the TV. They didn't have to.
It's also a big weekend, guys. Massive weekend in the NRL.
Yeah, that's right. Now, Cameron Munster, what's he said about his booze ban, which certainly worked this year, the booze ban?
Hasn't it ever worked? And, guys, I haven't got any update on his contract. So this is probably, as you say, the fact that he has been playing out of his skin, there's a big reason behind it, and is that self-imposed booze ban. And, look, at the same time, he's now saying that he could quite possibly continue that, expand on it. That was on the back of the Mad Monday white powder scandal in Queensland last year. He says it's been a real education process for him. He's become a dad and he needs to prioritise and be smart about how he goes about his downtime. He and his partner really enjoy a red wine over dinner, but it's the big nights out that can get out of control that he has to be wary of. Mad Monday was really interesting for him this year, guys. He said that he had a few drinks at the Storm's presentation night, went on into Mad Monday, lasted an hour, because there was nothing worth celebrating. And you can really tell when it hurts some people. There you go. He didn't want to sort of stick around and drown his sorrows. He was not happy. He wanted to go home and just forget it all ever happened. Move on.
There you go. Cameron Munster, one of the stars at the World Cup for the Australian side. There's no doubt about that. You're going to have Tedesco, Mitchell, Holmes, Munster, Cleary could be,
Yep.
Around your back line.
Yeah, pretty good.
Exciting stuff. Wish yes, Cameron Munster well. Good on you, Michelle. Back at 8:45 with one more sports update that'd be humongous.